There's a temptation to get overly familiar with Jesus. It's possible to become overly familiar, or better yet, overly familiar with who we think Jesus is. And that's what today's gospel is all about. Today's gospel is all about the danger of being overly familiar with Jesus. We hear that Jesus came to his native place. So he was out preaching around Galilee, away from home, and finally he comes back home to Nazareth, where he grew up. And they say, where did this man get all this? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph? And they took offense at him. Why? Because these people knew Jesus while he grew up. Jesus played in the streets. He rode his, maybe he didn't ride a bike, but they knew him as a boy and growing up. He did carpentry work for them. People had known him for years, and they don't get it now. They have become overly too familiar with him, and they cannot accept who he truly is. Jesus is coming, telling them that he is the Messiah, telling them how to act, telling them what to do, telling them the truth. And they cannot accept it. They basically say to him, who do you think you are? You've gotten uppity. You think you're better than us. And they took offense at him. Because Jesus turns out not to be who they thought he was. It happened 2,000 years ago, and it happens today. Have we become too familiar with who we think Jesus is? Many people have become overly familiar with him. Overly familiar, rather, maybe with a fake Jesus. They think they know who Jesus is, and then when they're confronted with the real Jesus, they take offense. We heard they took offense at him. It's happened during my 8 years as a priest that people have taken offense at what I have preached. I have striven always to preach the entire gospel, the real Jesus, the entire Jesus. And at times people have taken offense. Why? It's because they have become overly familiar with who the world, who the culture thinks and says Jesus is. I think sometimes people like to think of Jesus as some hippie surfer dude that just likes to have a good time with everyone. They'll say that Jesus doesn't care if you go to Mass or not, what you do, just be nice to people. Jesus doesn't judge. We've all heard that. And these people are experts, even though they don't read the Bible or go to church. They're experts about who Jesus is. And I will say, where did you get that idea? What made you think that? I say, well, Father, everyone believes that. Okay, but that doesn't make it true. Because that isn't in the Bible. It isn't what the church teaches. We have been infected, many of us, even many Catholics, with who the world thinks Jesus is. Overly familiar with him. We need to know our Catholic faith better. We need to read the sacred scriptures. People will say, Jesus doesn't care about your sex lives. Love is love. Love is blind. But Jesus says if a man divorces his wife and marries another, he commits adultery. The Bible says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. People will say, basically everyone goes to heaven unless you do something really bad. What does Jesus say? Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, to hell. And those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow, And the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. People will say, all the religions are the same. What does Jesus say? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. People will say, Jesus never excludes anyone. Jesus tells us about correcting a brother, and he says, if he refuses to listen to you, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. Mean exclude him, excommunicate him. People say not to judge. They'll even say Jesus himself doesn't judge. Well, they're in for a surprise at the end of time. Because Jesus describes what will happen at the end of time. He says, when the Son of Man comes in glory and all the angels with him, then he'll sit on his glorious throne. And before him will be gathered all the nations. And he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. My friends, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. It goes against what the world wants to think. It goes against what even our fallen nature wants, right? We would in part want a Jesus who doesn't ask or demand much of us. But that isn't the real Jesus. That isn't reality. And we can't just live in make-believe or pretend world. We have many older people here today who have grown children, and some even who have grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. And many of you have told me your stories about bringing your kids to Mass every Sunday, bringing them to CCD class during the week, even sending them to Catholic school or even to a high school and even to Catholic universities. And you lament the fact that some of your kids don't live the faith anymore. Some of you, you say, you mention it hurts you that even some of your grandchildren are not baptized yet. And I feel and I know your pain. You thought that it was enough just to go to Mass. You thought it was enough to send them to class. And that would be fine. But it wasn't. And I don't blame you. I blame our priests and I blame our bishops over the past 50 years. We have not done you a good service. I think over those years we perpetuated what the world says about Jesus, a false idea of who Jesus truly is. We haven't given you sacred masses and reverent liturgies capable of feeding your soul and yours of your children. We didn't give you sound doctrine and truth and homilies. We gave you nice stories and jokes. We didn't take the intellectual demands of our existence seriously when teaching your kids. We had them make felt banners and told them that Jesus loved them and that's all that matters. We didn't challenge you and your families to embrace the full demands of the gospel, even the most difficult parts. We said, just do your best and God will understand. In a word, we didn't protect you and your children from the errors of modernism, from this false idea of who Jesus is and what it means to be a Christian. We didn't take the challenges of the secular world seriously. We didn't form your kids so that they could leave your home and take on the world with confidence, remaining strong in their faith. And they were sucked away from Jesus. So I apologize on behalf of my brother priests and bishops. But all is not lost. There is always hope. I like to speak of some of your electricians. A bypass, right? So an electric board, you can bypass something. And so great-grandparents, grandparents, sometimes maybe your kids aren't really doing what they should for your grandchildren. You can bypass your kids and get to the grandkids, right? They come up for the weekend, you can pray with them, you can teach them about Jesus. And then an amazing thing happens, which I like to call reverse osmosis. The grandkids love Jesus. Their spiritual soul is fed, and they influence their parents, right? It's a beautiful thing. Many of you have told me that and expressed that reality to me. So there's always hope, and we must never give up. My friends, Jesus' friends, his neighbors in his native place, even his family members, they were too familiar with who they thought Jesus was. They didn't truly know who he was, and they took offense at him. We have the same temptation today. Have we gotten too familiar with who others, who the world says that Jesus is? We're tempted to accept who the culture and the world says that Jesus is. So don't take offense at Jesus. Get to know the real Jesus. Learn your Catholic faith. Read the Gospels. And then let us help others to know who Jesus truly is.